Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of St. Clare, Virgin. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verses 1 to 12. Our psalm for today will be taken from Psalm 66. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. The psalmist of today says, "Blessed be God who gave life to my soul." Life was given to the soul of St. Clare. Hence, she was born July 16, 1194. She was a great follower of St. Francis of Assisi. She founded the Order of the Poor Clares. Having established and lived a life of austerity and prayer, St. Clare's soul was delivered from death the day she died, 11th August 1253, and we believe that she walks with great ancestors like Moses in the land of the living. My brother, my sister, the race before us is not the Olympics. It is a race for the land of the living, called our heavenly race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Since we have great witnesses like St. Clare and Moses in today's first reading, let us throw off every encumbrances and the sin that easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race set out for us." And verse 2 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Thus, like Moses, our Lord Jesus Christ, and St. Clare, we have been called, chosen, and sent to testify to the good news of God. Hence, in that office you occupy, with that power and authority you possess, and your whole being must count for something glorious. For instance, Moses did not enter the promised land, but he loved God, labored for God and his people. He bore the pains of leadership. He was humbled by his mistakes. And when his time was up, he anointed not his son, his wife, brother, or sister. He anointed Joshua from a different tribe to lead God's people. Having been granted a glimpse of the promised land, Moses died in the land of Moab, as the Lord decreed. Moses joined his ancestors in the land of the living. Yes, Moses entered not the promised land, but our city the Lord had prepared for him and those before him. Therefore, my brother, my sister, let us pray today to rediscover what our purpose is, the purpose designed by the Lord. First, let us ask the Lord for mercy so as to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Moses was not perfect, and St. Clare was human, but they both purified and emptied their lives for the sake of God's mission. Thirdly, let us give our time, talent, and treasures to the Lord for our good and the good of those the Lord has placed before us, our families, our friends, neighbors, and communities. Lastly, let us work with others. Establish a team ready to join you in actualizing the goodness of the Lord. And as we work for the Lord, as we work with our team, we must remember to trust the Lord, for He is our stronghold and help. He will deliver us and grant us success. May the Lord in His infinite mercy, at the end of the day, grant us His goodness, His kindness, His blessings, grant us success, and also ultimately grant us the prize of our race, a life in His kingdom, the land of the living. May God bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Clare, pray for us.